I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. And today our episode is going to be about core values and understanding yourself better through your core values. I think it's such a cool concept, and I think it's just a way that like you're going to kind of learn more about yourself or just have like the tools and understanding of this certain thing to be able to dive a little bit deeper into learning about yourself. I just like anything to do with myself, honestly. Before we talk about it though,
or like learning about yourself, so wrong.
You guys know what I mean though, like anything learning about myself, like any of those personality quizzes, I eat that stuff up. You know, like the BuzzFeed quizzes when you're younger, where they're like, we're going to tell you what type of pizza you are, or like when you're going to get married or how many kids you're going to have. I was like, literally tell me, BuzzFeed. Or, like, it would be the stupidest thing. It was, like, what ice cream flavor are you? What city are you going to live in?
What ice cream flavor are you?
I don't know. I haven't taken one of those in a while.
I think I'm black raspberry chocolate chip.
That would be a really fun activity to do, like, now, though. I'm sure that they're still
up there. Based off of absolutely nothing, I think I'm just black raspberry chocolate chip.
Well, that's because that is your favorite.
No, I like
not for any other reason.
I don't like chocolate chips in ice cream because then
you think that's what
you are. It's too cold to, like, taste it.
But yeah, no, I completely understand because they're not melty. Like, they're almost waxy. In ice cream. You know,
they're just hard.
They're like waxy, but like a fudge swirl. That's like the type of chocolate that's good. But I agree, a chocolate chip is just like, eh. Why would you say that? That's what you would be then?
Because it just makes sense. One time I asked, there was a thing going around, and it's like, what like fruit are you? And everyone was saying, kiwi, and I love kiwi.
Everyone?
Like, multiple people. Like, more than one, I'd say, which is enough to make me think that maybe I'm a kiwi. You know.
What ice cream do you think I would be?
Let's get into the topic.
You don't even have one to say?
I don't know all the ice cream flavors.
Okay. Anyways, I think this is going to be really interesting. before we talk about your core values and how they can help you understand yourself for better or worse, I guess. But, like, for better.
What are you, like, sometimes you like, say things, like, we are not, you're not officiating any wedding.
I guess the thing is we don't really run by a script here. We just talk. And so you almost take a gamble every time you open your mouth of, like.
That is so true.
It is so true.
Because neither of us know what the other person is about to say.
Like, within the first 3 minutes, we're, like, naming our ice cream flavors. Like, that, no one did that. We just kind of opened our mouths. Anyways, high, low, and goal. What is your high?
My high. You can see the progression of my highs of the weeks in the past, like, 3 weeks, but...
How many are you going to give today?
Merch is here. She's here and packaged and is on its way out to you.
Wait, do you have them all in their packages?
Yeah, they're right there.
They're all packaged up, ready to go to the post office?
Literally, it's right there. Behind my door's closed now.
Oh, so no, it's not right there. It's behind a wall.
It's behind a wall, but
I guess I didn't see that they were in the packages. I just saw them sorted.
That's what I've been up to. Fine Saturday night. Yes. But, so those are on the radio, and I'm super excited. And
they're on the radio?
On their way to you.
Oh, sorry. I was like, what?
And I posted that they were all here, and then more orders came in. So yay. If you are on the fence, or if you want yours by the holidays.
Order, it's not too late. It's
literally
point.
Right now. If order you order literally right now, I will get it to you literally right now.
Yeah. It's not too late. The website's still up. We have stock of all sizes.
You can order it whenever.
But
if you want it now, you should.
Well, I mean,
now.
To some extent, because there is limited stock, but we do have some of every until size right now.
Until they sell out.
Until they sell out, baby. Yeah, that's so exciting. We, like, have all the boxes of merch in our hands. I know you like to do multiple highs these days, so is that all? Or
no, it's not, okay. Actually. My second high is that, so I had to go back to Boston. I had two finals in person this semester. One was at the beginning of finals week, and one was at the end. So I came home in the middle because I had to do merch stuff, and all the merch got sent to our, like, parents' house. So I came back, and then I drove myself back to Boston on Friday. I had my exam, like, had a day, had a night, had the next morning, and then I drove myself back. But on the way back, I wanted coffee. I wanted Blank Street Coffee, has a candy cane cold brew, and I just, for some reason, really, really wanted it, and I...
Where'd you hear about it?
Huh?
Like, how did you know that they had a candy cane cold brew?
Because I walk past Blank Street quite frequently.
Oh, to be quite honest, I'm not even sure if I know where that is. But
Charles Street? Beacon Hill. They have two Beacon Hill spots. They have one
that's Beacon open. Hill, sorry.
What?
It's kind of far. Like,
No, it's not. It's a 20-minute walk.
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
I go there, like, literally every day.
I
realized the other day that we have... So we live in, like...
We live in the same apartment.
We live in the same apartment. And we both will, like, go for a run or go for a walk, like, every day. For the past 3 years in Boston, I've walked pretty much the same route because if you know Boston, like, there's a little path by the water. That's where I go. And but where do you go?
I almost...
No, because she saw my Strava one day, and I went for a run, and I have, like, a similar running route every day. It's, like, around the water. And she was like, how do you do that? How do you get there? And I never imagined that she... I just have always pictured that she does the same thing because it's, like, where else, in my mind... I'm like, where else would you go?
I guess, like, I just go in all different directions sometimes.
Where?
But sometimes I would rather do, like, multiple loops around the same small area.
You walk the fence in loops?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Where do you loop, but, then? Like, there's no other loop.
Like... I like to go to the, like, the public garden in the park. I think
the
that
public we're... garden is Beacon Hill. Like, they're... touching each other.
I know, but I usually just don't. I just don't always go into Beacon Hill from there. Like, you know what I mean? I'll just walk around the park a lot. I know. Sometimes I do, but it just surprises me that, like, you do that every day because I think it's farther than you make it seem. It is kind of far.
Like, go big or go home. If I'm going to go for a walk, like, I'm going to walk the entire city of Boston.
And you're going to get a candy cane cold brew coffee.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. So I didn't have time this time to go for a walk. Because I had to get back here for something. So I stopped on my way out.
Because she had her car.
Because I had my car.
Which usually does not happen
in Boston. Which I don't have a car in Boston. And it was honestly, like, I walk everywhere. I walk everywhere. I love having a car.
I really do. Driving.
I love driving. And it was just so fun and exciting. And it was sunny and I took 10 minutes to take selfies in the car.
Mm.
And I did, and I loved it.
And the coffee was good.
Because it was really good. I broke my caffeine, my no caffeine streak.
That's probably why it was so good.
Okay, here's the thing. Because someone asked in a question box today, how do you wake up with no caffeine? Because I posted that I broke my caffeine streak. Like, how do you stay energized without caffeine? And I don't think caffeine does anything to me.
Because you have phases where you have caffeine every day. You have pre-workout, you have coffee.
Yeah, I do. But I do it more for, like, the activity or the taste. Mostly for the activity. Because I like the activity of, like, having a beverage.
It is valid.
But I don't think caffeine does anything to me because I never feel awoken up or more awake after having coffee.
I almost like the act of it, but don't like the caffeine. Because I don't like that. Like, sometimes
a reaction?
Sometimes it makes me jittery or anxious. Not always, but sometimes.
Sometimes I almost like the act of it better. Occasionally it does. Very rarely I will get jittery and anxious. I think it's if I have, like, a gigantic coffee.
Yeah.
And then also, like, haven't eaten anything. You know what I mean? Then I'll get kind of jittery. But other than that, I feel like it doesn't do anything to me. And that's why I can go, like, so I go through phases.
Mm-hmm. My high is that I finished all of my work for the semester. I've been home for, like, 10 days now because, unlike in Catherine, I didn't have any in-person finals, which was honestly very rare and I'm very grateful for. That was, like, just a fun situation that allowed me to come home like 10 days earlier, but I still had some papers to write, and so I spent a lot of the past week like still doing work and writing papers, and I'm finally done, and I've gotten most of my grades back for the semester, and like I'm very happy with how I did. Honestly, I feel like I was very focused and worked hard this semester, like, and was kind of checked into school more than I have been in the past. Like, I definitely made it a big priority, and so I'm just happy with how the semester went school-wise, and it's also nice that now it's over and I finished everything, and it feels very accomplishing. Like, I just did so many things. Even in the past week, I'm like, wow, I wrote so many papers. But that is really nice, and I also love,
sometimes working is so fun.
It is, like, when you it's aren't a, it's stressed about it, like, then you're on
math,
top of
doing
it.
Doing math is so fun
when it works. Yeah, when it works.
Yeah, same thing with work.
Was that, like, finance this semester? Like, did you enjoy it?
Oh, no, I really did. Finance...
Good.
I just study a lot because I can do it when I have, like, notes and stuff in front of me. It makes complete sense to me. But the second I'm, like, left out in the cold to do something, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like that. But I did well. Actually, no, you guys know my trials and tribulations. The first exam, my grade is made up of three exams. The first exam I got a 65 on. The second exam, and I like thought I knew my stuff, and I did. I think I just made like stupid mistakes. And then the next exam I got a 93. Uncurved.
Major improvement.
Uncurved. But like a 65 to a 93 is obscene.
Yeah.
And I didn't really change anything. And then this exam I think I did super well as well. So who knows what the 65 was. It's honestly because the other grades, like my grade is completely fine. There's also like a homework grade, which I have a 97 in my homework grade. So the 65 isn't changing my grade at all.
Or probably a little bit, but it is
a little bit, but it's not like killing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's my high, and that just feels really nice. My low, I was feeling like my low, like I just feel like I'm kind of rushing through my days. Like I was like, wow, I've been home for 10 days, and I think it's something about the sun setting so early that I feel like I have to like get everything done before 4 p.m. I just kind of feel like I'm in this like rushed mode and I just want to like slow down a little bit. I don't know. Cause I just feel like I'm like rushing to try to do everything before the sun goes down. Like get outside and work out and like get all of my work done, because like then when it's dark, I'm just kind of want to be like chilling and stuff. Also when I like want to be filming things and filming recipes, and I want that prime sunlight. I'm like, I feel like I have such a short window of days right now.
That's why so I feel a little bit rushed. Any video I make is a morning.
Yeah.
Number one, because I do like most of my things in the morning. But also because the morning is the only like day I have to film. You know what I mean? Know. Because once it gets dark, you can't really film anything. Yeah.
That is another high, though, that I've been getting pretty creative in the kitchen for myself. And also like filming creative recipes as well, which
I'm sorry, just feels really good for me. It's decaf. But if you
heard the slurp, that's what it was.
Way too close to the mic.
Yeah. And then my goal this next week is, like, literally Christmas is next weekend. I'm super excited for that. I'm not telling you.
Oh.
Did you get me
something? No. We're not at our lows yet, but I have a low. I thought we were at our lows.
Okay, well, my high is, like, I honestly just in general want to feel good this week. So I don't even really know exactly what that entails.
No, that's not a high. That's a goal.
It's a goal. That's what I'm saying.
You said my high.
Oh, sorry. My goal. I just want to feel...
Did you already do your lows? Did I do my lows?
My low was that I feel like I'm kind of rushing through the days. And my goal is, like, I just want to feel good. It's 1 week until Christmas. It's almost the new year. Days are flying by. Like I said, like, I just want to feel good. Do whatever that means
my
for
low.
Me.
My low is that... So, number one, I'm upset because they accidentally ordered...
She duplicate
extras.
Ordered
I
things
duplicated
on Black
like,
Friday.
I don't know how. I swear to God I didn't do it. I swear to God. Like, I promise, because I triple checked my order because it was like a large order. And so I triple checked it because that's like, I have to. I can't do that without like making sure. So who knows how two things got doubled. They're non-returnable.
She double ordered two bodysuits. You can't return them because they're bodysuits and they think that you've worn them all up in there.
So what am I going to do with two duplicate, like, I'm not going to...
But you paid double. It's not like they sent you double.
I paid double. So one of them, I was like, well, Caroline watched me open a package and it had two in there. And she decided that the second one would be gifted to her. And look, she like wouldn't take, like she took it out of the package and took it for herself. So there was no saying no. The second one comes 2 days later.
I have
later.
A really funny idea.
I mean, what?
When we go visit our grandma, we should wear the exact same outfit.
I think she would have an aneurysm.
That would be so funny. Okay.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would be. Imagine we show up just so casually.
It's also like, I want to point outfit. Out that it's a really niche, like, it's a black long sleeve bodysuit with a mock neck
and
like,
a big slit on the
big
chest.
A big slit in the like collarbone.
Yeah.
So it would be super weird if we both showed
it
up
wearing
that.
It would look like
that.
The like, I don't know, it'd be creepy almost.
Yeah. And okay, the second item was a brown like tube top bodysuit. It came while I was away. Caroline took it upon herself to open the package, take out a bodysuit that she deemed hers, and wear it.
I just don't understand how this is a low, because really,
because
how does it affect you?
What,
you
because
still
I
have one.
I could have used it and gifted it to someone.
But who would you have gifted it to? You paid full money for it.
My friend, perhaps? I don't know. But now I can't, because she's worn it, and it's non-refundable.
Yeah, it's non-refundable mind, whether or not I take it. And you paid for it. So I just feel like it's like better
anyway,
worth staying
low.
In the family.
Well, my low is how I found out. Here's my goal, actually. My goal is to run because my calf has been hurting because I think I ran on it too much. And so I didn't run for, like, I don't know, a while. And so now I want to run again. Goal. Okay. Can we talk? Let's talk about what we're actually here
is
to
is that
talk
your
about.
Goal? Okay.
Yeah.
So, core values. Your core values are fundamental beliefs and, like, the highest priorities that you have that drive your behavior. But they're very just like embedded in you. Like, you might not even, sometimes I feel like it may be very clear, those like top things that you super care about, but sometimes they might be things that you don't even realize because they're just like manifesting as your behaviors in different ways. I think a way that you can think of core values is as an internal compass of like principles that drive your decisions. And so I just think it's a cool thing to understand what those are, because you can almost like not like dissect all of your behaviors, that just sounds like too serious. It's just a cool thing to be able to be like, oh yeah, that's why I do this, or that's why I do that, like that kind of thing, you know. And it's just something that has like come up a couple different times recently in my life, and so I just feel like it's kind of interesting and something that I've been thinking about and learning about. The first place that I heard about core commitments recently was in The Mountain Is You. And not to sound repetitive, but like, I'm not gonna read a book and then not bring it up for 5 episodes straight.
Have you read any other, let me just ask, riddle me this, have you read any other books?
A Court of Thorn and Roses.
No. The other night I was in my living room, Caroline has The Mountain Is You just on like the coffee table, and my friend
it's
was
a good
there.
Coffee table book.
Yeah, my friend was there, he was looking at it and he was like, whose book is this? Or no, he was just looking at it and I go, oh, that's Caroline's book. And he goes, yeah, it looks like it would be hers. Like, it definitely looks like it would be hers. And I was like, what? Yes, I totally agree with you. But why would you say that? And he was like, well, it looks like something she would post. And I
and
thought
it
was
is, and it's something that I continue
ever.
To talk
because
about.
Because everything, like, yes, you're so right. This is proof positive. It was so funny.
Yeah. So the way that it was described in The Mountain Is You, because that's a book about self-sabotage, was a little bit more of how it can explain self-sabotaging behaviors or like negative behaviors. And it said that part of the reason we experience intense inner conflict sometimes or self-sabotage is because of these primary objectives and intentions for your life and the way that they're manifesting. And some examples that the author Brianna Waste gave were that if someone has a core commitment to feel free, they may find themselves sabotaging work opportunities to achieve that. So if you like think about that for a second, that's actually super interesting, because it's like, even though sabotaging your work is not actually like the right way to go about anything, like that is just a form of self-sabotage where you're not in alignment with what that core commitment is. Because if that is to be free, then anything that feels kind of constricting, even a job that could be really great for your life, like you're going to somehow find ways to sabotage that. If someone's core commitment is to be in control of their lives, then they might have irrational anxiety about things that represent a loss of control. And then another really interesting one is that if someone's core commitment is to be loved by others, then they might like pretend to be helpless or find themselves feeling really helpless or needy in certain areas of life, because they feel like if there isn't a reason that they need others, then other people might leave them or might not be there for them. It's just all really interesting to think about, because it makes so much sense. Like if you feel like you're always feeling like needy in certain areas or like acting helpless or like you can't improve in one specific area of life, think about like maybe is that because like other people are helping you with that, and the reason that maybe you're not improving on it yourself is because it feels like then if you don't need other people in that way, then they're gonna leave you. Like it's just kind of a different way, and obviously that's just one example, but it's like an interesting way to think of things, is like something entirely separate, like these core commitments can be controlling things or impacting things that just seem so separate from them, but you can almost tie everything back to those core values. So the task is kind of to think about your different behaviors or habits or patterns and like dig deep, try to find those core commitments and question what they might subconsciously be controlling. And not even to change or fix or solve, but just to understand, I think is really cool.
It's definitely interesting that, like, obviously none of them are good, bad, better, or worse. It's just your different mix of, you know, preference and how you are. And understanding that other people's core competencies, if they're different than yours, or maybe don't align, that's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals in a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy to understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
The way that you said that, like other people in alignment, the episode that we did last week about living differently than other people, we talked a lot about how sometimes the best people can be people who share the same values, but they like manifest in different ways.
Right.
And that's cool. Like you might have some overlapping core values, like of health or of adventure or something like that. And like, I feel like that's when you can click with a person a lot, even if they kind of come about in different ways. That's cool when your core values are aligned like that. So then another time recently that this came up, I was in a little therapy session last week and I did an activity where she
an
gave
activity.
An activity where she gave me like 100, like literally 100 cards. Like literally 100 cards. She was like, here's all these cards with like different things. Sort them quickly into piles of like most important to you, medium importance, not important at all. And so I had to just kind of rapid fire sort them. And a lot of them, like I just tend to overthink them. And I'm like, well, is that super important or just a little bit important? Or if I'm like, if this thing's not important at all, like, is it really not important at all? I don't know. But it was really cool because I had to just kind of like think on my feet and be like, okay, what's important to me? And then she took the pile of things that I said were extremely important and was like, okay, cut this down to like 5 things. And that was really difficult to like pick the 5 most important things out of all of those things. But what I found is that a lot of them overlapped and could kind of be covered by others. And so the 5 that I got down to out of like all of these different things were, 1 was loving. So to give love to others and receive love from others. The other was health, which was defined as to be physically well and healthy. The third was self-esteem, to feel good about myself. Oh, I guess I chose 6. The fourth was adventure, to have new and exciting experiences. The fifth was comfort, to have a pleasant and comfortable life. And then the last one was independence, to be free from dependence of others. And so those were the 6 things that at least in that moment at this point in my life felt like my core values. A lot of other options though, because I swear like there's so many and there's no right or wrong. So just to give a list to like think about yourself, but you could probably also look up like a super comprehensive list. Things like creativity, faith or spirituality, discipline, boldness, peace, beauty, sexuality, money, empathy, generosity, friendship,
the whole episode is actually going to be just a list.
Just a list.
Surprise.
Just a whole list. Surprise. But there are so many different things, and like they can all just have different levels of importance. Like a lot of those things fell under important to me, but then to dig deep and be like, okay, but what's the most important was really interesting because it can be hard to do. Like any sort of defining yourself is sometimes hard for me because I'm like, but I want to be like everything at once, kind of like it's like kind of difficult. True. But I feel like a lot of them kind of defined that, and so it was interesting to like think about, okay, now what do these things mean? And I kind of threw in Catherine into this episode because I'm like, this is something that's like something that I like was kind of doing last week. Like she doesn't really have the list of her own or anything to like,
I do not have a list,
contribute what
but
hers
here to
are
contribute,
but like
whatever I can.
Do you feel like any of the ones that I said were mine, so like loving, health, self-esteem, adventure, comfort, independence, I honestly feel like some of those are like similar for you.
Independence. Mm-hmm. Health,
adventure think, for you, for sure. I feel like even comfort as well. I don't know. But I mean, maybe like our top ones would be different. I think at least like things having a level of importance are very similar to us. So I was thinking about, okay, what do I think these either consciously or subconsciously control? For loving, I was like, I feel like it definitely was very clear to me that, like, that's so important because I think I hold relationships to really high standards. And I think that's because loving is, like, a core value of mine. So I know when I, like, have people in my life, I give a lot of love and, like, really care about people. And I always want that back and reciprocated from people. And sometimes it's when not it in that alignment. Upset. Yeah. And that is, like, so hurtful to me or, like, super upsetting. And I think it's because, like, the things that, like, make me really upset and stress me out, I think it's because they threaten these core commitments. Like, that's really what I was finding is, like, yeah, that drives positive actions on my end, like, in terms of, like, really loving and caring about other people, but it also is why I think I can be closed off to people if I don't think it's going to be, like, the highest level of relationship, or I don't think they can give me back that same level of love and comfort. And it's also, I think, why fighting with my family at all upsets me so much and, like, hurts me so much. I mean, Kath and I ever
you
fight.
You do get, like, really it, worked up
it,
over
like,
things.
It really gets me. Like, it really hits me. I think it's because my family are, like, the people that I love the most in my life, and that
okay, tone down the sap, like,
like, not in a sappy way, but, like, my, your family, like, you love them the most, so I think subconsciously, like, if we're ever fighting, it feels like a threat to
when I say things
that.
Like that, it's, like, a joke, that's, yeah. I don't, that's, I joke.
But, like, even Catherine and I fight, it, like, hurts me so much, even if I'm, like, actively participating in the fight and saying awful things to her, like, just deep down, like, it, like, kills me. And I think it's because she's, like, the closest relationship in my life, like, her and my parents.
But also, I'd like to point out that when she says things like that, and she's, like, if she's saying, she's yelling at me and saying rude things, and she's, like, as she's saying, like, gutted and so hurt and so hurt on the inside, I am not affected by things. Like, I just, like, my reaction is to, like, be like, okay, that's funny that you're saying those things. That's, and so to different. Know that you're gutted is really, really fun. Karma's a bitch.
I feel like so maybe our, like, core values don't align in that same way. But even, like, any conflict with friends, stuff, like, I just hate conflict with people. And I think that that is, like, part of that reason. Health was very apparent to me. I think, like, even one of the other options was fitness, but I just put health above fitness because for me, it's not, like, necessarily my fitness, physical performance that I care about most. Like, it's my health that I care about the most. And so that was cool to define that. I feel like that obviously manifests in fitness, in the way that I care about food, in honestly just things like going outside and stuff. Like, it, that's, like, about my physical and mental health too. Like, it definitely, my health is, like, a top priority for me. I just feel like health is wealth, you know what I mean? Self-esteem, there was a lot about self, and it was hard for me to pick, like, what specific one it was about self. There was, like, self-growth, self-esteem. I don't know, I guess I can't think of all the others, but there were a lot of things about self. But I think self-esteem, because I just think that, like, the way that you think about yourself is so important. Like, that's always been super important to me. I think is why I care so much about, like, all things self-development and self-growth, because it's, like, that level of understanding myself and feeling, like, empowered by myself, which also goes into independence a little bit. But I also think self-esteem is super interesting because I almost feel like a drive for high self-esteem also drives a really high standard for yourself, which can almost go against it at the same time.
Like, not sometimes, maybe. But it's the same thing as, like, yes, of course, I understand that take. At the same time, it can do the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, simultaneously, it can mm-hmm, do the opposite mm-hmm. and help.
Mm-hmm. The need for self-esteem or that core value of self-esteem doesn't actually correlate to having self-esteem. It just means that that is, like, really important to you or something you're driving towards. But I think that also that drive for it, like, you can look for it in the wrong places. It doesn't always mean that, like, because I have a core value of self-esteem, I'm going to always have great self-esteem or that that comes naturally. It's just that, like, that is something that you value and that you want. And so I feel like you can also really easily, with that core value, look for it in the wrong places and, like, look for that self-esteem through other people, through material things, through, like, just surface level things. And so it doesn't, like, having these core values doesn't always mean that you go about it in the exact best way. Just like with health, like, just because you have the core value of being healthy doesn't always mean that, like, you're going to be the healthiest because your actions could manifest in like super restrictive ways or more detrimental ways or ways that aren't like well-rounded, balanced ways of health. But it just means that in one way or another, like that's what that internal compass is kind of driving towards.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolved Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Adventure. So I said both adventure and comfort.
I like adventure.
Yeah, I know you do.
Okay. Is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I just thought that you would. But I had to put both of them when I was narrowing it down to my top because I was like, I don't think that I could have like one without the other.
I'm sitting here and my butt hurts so bad. Seated.
Do you need to change position?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But I can't move because then the mic is... Okay.
Like, okay, so with adventure for you, like how do you think that manifests? With adventure being an important thing for you.
Little adventures, big adventures, I don't really care. Like, if I'm an activities person, mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. is what adventure comes in. Like, I love an activity. If I'm with someone, like, by myself or with someone, I would much rather be going on, like, a coffee walk than seated at a coffee shop. You know what I mean? Like, or, of course, travel. Or trying new things. Or, I don't, like, I just like doing things.
Even I think even if it's, your daily even if walk like is almost like a daily adventure in itself.
Yeah. Or things like if I have people over, it's going to be, don't just like come over. Come over, we're making cookies. Mm-hmm. Come over, we're cooking dinner. Come, like, you know what? I feel like that all kind of classifies under adventure in the, because obviously you can't go on like wild adventures every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But I see activities as maybe like a daily adventure or it feeds the same part of my brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As, like, a travel or, you know, high adrenaline type adventure moment would.
Because the adventure, like, in the list of things was defined as to have new and exciting experiences, which doesn't have to be, like, your thrilling, like, life-threatening type, like, crazy adventure all the time. Like, it could literally just could mean seeking new experiences and enjoying trying new things. And so I think that that is, like, definitely true for me in the same ways as in Catherine, like through travel and through, I think we both just always love like getting excited about new things, trying new things, like definitely like in Catherine said, like we're activities people, like we want to be doing things, you know, and like doing new things. But I think something that the two of us have always said is like that we want to like almost try out every single like lifestyle or experience that there could be in the world, like if not to actually have it as our own lifestyles. I think that's why we've always loved traveling and why we're grateful for having lived abroad and stuff.
That's my like line is there are so many different, there are like infinite lifestyles, infinite lives that people live in this world, and I want to experience I don't necessarily want to live all of them, but I want to be able to understand them. And I was talking about this with my friends one night, and we were, like, having a conversation about something, and I was quiet, and then my friend was like, I love having these conversations with Aunt Catherine. Honestly, this is, like, my favorite thing anyone's ever said to me, because she's always just, like, observant, but I know there's so much going on in her head, and then, like, I'll say it. But my friend was like, I think it's so interesting because you've seen way more than, like, anyone else in the room has. And I'm so grateful that that is true, because we grew up between, like, New Hampshire and Asia. I have family that is not college educated. Like, so many different lifestyles I have deep exposure to. I feel like kind of two ends of the spectrum a little bit with lifestyles. And so I get to understand all of them. One of my favorite things is one of our cousins. Absolutely love him. He lives in, like, Maine. He's a welder.
On a lake.
He has this little family. Live on the lake. So different. Life, like, value-wise, so similar to us.
Could be, yeah.
Manifestation of those values are extremely different. And he definitely likes,
like,
adventure different.
And stuff, but in different ways. Yeah. Like, in his, like, work. Yeah. And in his hobbies and stuff, like, on the lake, having
so
a
I
boat,
welding.
So I
love hanging
welding,
out with him. But... Number one, love him. Number two, he just lives such a different lifestyle, like, lives in, like, a small town on a lake, and I love going up there and visiting him with, and, like, being in his life. One time we went ice fishing, and I ate it up. I personally would never choose to go ice fishing, but because that's what he likes to do, I absolutely loved it, because I was doing what he normally does. Not because I loved ice fishing, but because it's just, like, that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so cool.
Yeah, like, the having new and exciting experiences, like, I think we both really enjoy that a lot, like, always being down to try something, at least one. For me, I'm like, look, if it's not drugs, you know, like, I'll try most things.
It's,
like,
not gonna kill
just
you.
Just to, yeah, if it's not something like that, like, I'm open to most sorts of adventures, if they're not, like, life-altering or threatening. But then I, like, also had to say comfort, because I think... Like, and Catherine and I were saying, with those more, like, I want to try to experience everything once and tap into things, I need a baseline of comfort in my actual self, or I think that I would go sane. Like, I definitely seek a lot of comfort in the baseline of my life, like, to be comfortable, for that baseline to be present. And I think that craving... both comfort and adventure can cause a conflict for me sometimes that makes it kind of hard to be present, because it's like, if I'm in that adventure mode, I'm lacking sometimes the comfort. But then if I'm, like, sitting in comfort for too long, I'm lacking the adventure, and I'm lacking the something new and the newness. And I think that happened to me a lot in Singapore. Like, when we were in Singapore, we literally went to Singapore almost a year ago now, which is absolutely crazy. And a lot of you guys were with us when we were in Singapore, and a lot of you guys maybe knew and not know that. But we both did internships in Singapore last, like, January for, like, 5 months-ish. And I ended up having such a hard time. And for me, like, we had grown up a bit in Hong Kong for 4 years. And so I was always, like, waiting for the day that I got to go back and live in Asia again and have that adventure in my life again. Like, I was so, so excited for it. But I think that being there, like, it fulfilled that adventure, but I lacked so much comfort in my environment and in my routines. Like, I just could not find a way of living there that, like, worked with a daily routine. Like, I was in some ways, like, resistant to
it. Part of it was lockdown.
Yeah, it was, like, absolutely COVID.
It was a bad lockdown after, this was a year ago.
Yeah.
So, the second we left, everything opened up, which is frustrating, but it was super locked down and we were there, which made it worlds different.
Mm-hmm. It, like, I mean, it made it, like, completely... lack that comfort, you know, to be so locked down, to not feel like I had that much freedom, to not feel like I could find a daily routine in life. And then meanwhile, at the same time, I think I was just really finding comfort, like, with my environment and my routines and also my career and everything in Boston, and like for everything to be kind of flipped upside down, literally like being across the world, 12-hour time difference, completely different culture. I think it was fulfilling that adventure, but not even, because even that felt really stifled with like travel bans and being restricted. But I lacked so much comfort that I just had such a hard time being present, ended up struggling so much. And then recently, I also feel like when I've traveled, I've always come back and kind of had a bit of a come down, because I've been
you get so thrown when you're thrown out of your routine, like you don't take it well with travel.
Yeah, I've said that recently because I think I go full adventure, newness, embracing everything mode, to then, okay, now I like need my comfort and my bubble and all of that for a bit. And so I think it creates a bit of conflict for me that, you know, maybe I'll find a better balance with and work out. But all of that was like so interesting for me to kind of decipher and break down, just like for myself, of like, oh, I feel like I like really care about both of these things, and I see them like take on different things. Like with adventure, I'm always wanting to try new things, even with like business ventures and like passions and hobbies and things.
Like, I think you get really, really excited in the beginning, and then they like, you just get so excited in the beginning.
Well, I've also always said that I think I flip really easily between excitement and being overwhelmed. And that could be why, because I love the adventure and I love the excitement. But then when I dive into that too heavily, then like I lack the comfort a bit, and then it gets overwhelming. And so I kind of like flip back and forth between those a lot. It's like just so interesting for me to like be able to explain those patterns for myself a little bit better. And then the last one was independence, which I just think independence has always been so important for me. And I don't know if that was like triggered by certain things or if it's always been intrinsic and like I just manifested in different ways, but I just know that independence is super important.
Independence is my, like, I feel like most valued thing. Even if, I don't know, like you were saying in the beginning, you may not even realize or know necessarily what your core values are until they're taken away, and then it gets really uncomfortable when they're not there. But I think independence is one of those for me. I'm obviously very independent as a person in general. That's like what I value. I like to do a lot of things on my own. I like to empower myself, or like, I like learning new things. Part, maybe it's a control thing, but I like doing everything on my own. Like the merch, I did the design, I researched everything. I like did all the behind the scenes, like sell, like I learned how to do everything I needed to do that I didn't know in order to have like sole control over the project.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is an independence thing. And same thing in like relationships, friendships, anything. I like independence. And if it becomes too not independent, not in the sense of like being alone, but you can have independence within a relationship. Once, if it crosses the line and I don't feel like my independence is like being taken over, then I get really uncomfortable and I need to go back to being like fully independent. And who knows if that's like a good or bad thing? I think having independence is a very good thing, but like with everything, and it was just too much of something, whatever. But I feel like that would be maybe my top thing.
Mm-hmm. When I'm thinking about the ways that independence can like kind of drive you, it's definitely in the way that we live our daily lives. But I also think things like why I've always worked so hard at school and like been so like academically pushed myself and things like that is like, one, because you get that feeling of I can accomplish things and do things on my own, but also because that sets you up to have more like options and independence in the future too. I think that all of these core commitments you can look at as like how they drive your day-to-day things, but also just like your bigger actions. Like everything is kind of explained by a drive for something else, and so that independence might take on like hobbies or academic wise and things like that. It's just all very interesting, and I know I talked a lot about myself in this episode. This like felt very therapeutic for me to talk through personally, but I just sometimes I feel like we can talk a lot about concepts and it's a lot easier to visualize them or like understand them, I think, when you like really hear somebody else's experience with them. And so I hope that by me sharing what I found all of these core values to be and how I think that they manifest in my life, Probably a lot of them you agreed with and see the same things in yourself. And then maybe it'll also help you just understand how other things could be driving different actions, and all just to understand yourself a little bit better, because I just personally think that that is so cool. And it's like one of the best things that you can do for yourself is to not necessarily need to change or anything or do anything like that. Like we say that all the time, but just to have that better understanding and connection with yourself and relationship with yourself and all of that. And so that is what we have for you today: core commitments, core values, your internal compass, your principles, and how they may be driving your decisions or your patterns or your habits, whether consciously or subconsciously.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for getting merch. If you haven't, you know, you can still do so. First link in the description. And as always, don't forget to like, follow the show, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere, adding Catherine Kinneen, at Caroline Kinneen, at Girls with Goals Pod. Those will all be linked below. And we'll see you guys next week.
Next Monday. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.